Prentice Alsop, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Greg Wyatt joins me this morning, 47-7. And, Greg, I'm going to stay away from the questions of mercy rules and try to stay away from all that kind of thing because it is the fourth one. That's all I'm going to say. But it's a game that I think you had some concerns going in last night, and you guys really handled it well. But they had a few moments there last night, I think, that may have concerned you. But your guys really packed it in and really played well in that second half.
Yeah, about from the second quarter on, we played pretty well. The end of the second quarter on, we played pretty well. And we didn't play bad to begin with. We had one defensive series where we let them stay on the field. They converted some third downs on us, and they had about a 7 or 8 minute drive. They took about 7 or 8 minutes off the clock, and we just couldn't get back on the field quick enough. For the most part, we played pretty well. It was a long day. I mean, we took our kids down early yesterday. We went to the aquarium and walked through it, and then we went over to University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and walked through on their field. And that's probably a mistake on my part because it's about 95 degrees walking through on that turf out there. It was hot, and you know, we were probably a little tired and a little dead leg going into the ball game. We didn't have much spunk about us, but I'm proud of the way our kids fought through adversity and played pretty well.
I loved what you said. I think it was in the paper last week. It said, "Well, we have 31 seniors. They, you know, you kind of expect them to be able to handle a longer trip and the things, but they did for the most part.
I can't tell you how proud I am of our kids. When you have people in the aquarium coming up to you and saying, "Is this your group?" and you say yes, and they say they're very well behaved. They all look good. That means a lot. And I've been bragging about our kids and what good kids we've had for the last 5 or 6 weeks. And I'm proud to coach them. It's a good feeling when you can take a trip like that and things go well.
Well, and before we get into the game a little bit more, you bring up something that I think people forget in the general public. You as a coach and all the coaches that in this district, I know, have just as much pride in how they carry themselves off the field than they do on the field. And to have somebody do that to you yesterday, say that to you, I mean, that's got to make you proud because that's what you're doing. You're striving to make adults and human beings here, making them be good human beings rather than just playing and winning football games. And people a lot of times forget about that at this level, but it's really true what you guys do.
Yeah, it's I told somebody earlier this week, we were talking and football is a big part of it and winning is a big part of it. But in the long run, I've been around a long time. I've been around this county a long time. It's more about to me now, it's more about producing good fathers, good husbands, people that are, good community leaders. People that can go out in the community and work well with others, because when it all comes down to it, if you've got two or three kids that go on and play, football after high school, then, that's quite a bit off a football team. But so when it boils down to it, we're trying to do it. Young men in our society today are being bombarded with a lot of negative things. And I think us as coaches have got to a lot of us are fathers. Just be flat out honest with you, I got 98 kids and you got to treat them like that, and you got to discipline them like they're your kids, and you got to love them like they're your kids. We got to feed them sometimes. I mean, there's just so much that goes into it, and it's a lot more than just winning and losing football games.
Sometimes when you coach, you almost spend as much time with them as the parents do. I mean, no fault of theirs, but
there's no doubt
you do.
There's no doubt we do. I mean, we spend, I've got an hour with them every day in class, and then I'm on the field with them 2 hours. So I've got, I probably spend more time with them than their dads do or their moms do. I spend probably 3 hours a day with them during the week. I don't see them during the weekends, but we're around them, quite a bit of time. And usually when they get home, and the way the family structure is nowadays. There's very few families that sit down and eat dinner at the table anymore. It's always rush, rush, rush. Somebody's going somewhere, and it's the same way in my household. So, you know, you got to try to make them productive citizens in society, and I think that's our number one goal.
Well, I didn't mean to get off on that, but I think sometimes we do just tend to, you know, we just look at wins, and this show is not, and to me, I take pride in this show not being all just about, you know, wins and losses. We talk about some other things, and I just think it's important, and what you did for the kids yesterday I thought was really great.
Oh, it was great because a lot of those kids have never experienced anything
right. Like
that, and it was fun to watch those kids that have never been to do anything like that before, and they had such a great time, you know, I mean. That was the big thing about it, and some of them were big-eyed, and you know, it was just a neat opportunity. Now, you know, it probably, you know, probably wore us out a little bit too much, and we kind of got out of our routine, but we handled it okay, and for the most part, you know, I'm pretty pleased with the way we played. So,
in each of the games, for the most part, Greg, you guys have kind of struck early, and I know. You put up some quick points. That's got to help that you get off to a start like that in games. But this team came back, got a touchdown. It was 14-7. You made it 17-7. And quickly, to recap, they were driving down the field, and you had a goal line stand. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you're proud of the defense on that.
Yeah, you know, we gave up two big plays. One of them was for a touchdown in the first quarter when they came back and answered on that 7 or 8 minute drive, however long they had the ball. And then you know, we went back down, kicked a field goal, I guess, and they got it back and drove down, and we gave up another big play. They busted a long run on us, and our corner tackled him on the 3 yard lines, I tell our kids all the time, get them down. You know, if we can just keep them out of the end zone, get them down, no matter where it's at. Don't give up on a play. That make them snap it again, and every time they have to snap it, there's, you know, something bad can go wrong for them. I mean, we can something positive can happen for us every time that you make a high school offense take a snap. So that happened. We tackled them on the 3 yard line. You know, we stopped them three plays in a row. It was fourth down. You know, we had him stop. The kid fumbled through the back of the end zone, and we stopped him on the goal line. So, I mean, that was big for our defense. We had played a little flat until that point. I think it was crushing to them a little bit. I think it really hurt them, you know, moralistically. But I was proud of the way our kids stood up and fought through.
And I believe you drove down the field after that.
We took the ball and scored right after that. We scored twice going into the half. Right before that, we scored a touchdown. We got it back, and then we kicked a field goal. So.
Well, you know, I can't go a show without asking a little bit about Stockstill. Ran the ball a little bit more last night, 116 yards. Is that a case of where he kind of took what the defense gave him and running the ball a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, they were good up front. I tell you what, they got four or five kids now that I'd take in a heartbeat. I mean, they got some good looking kids. They got as good looking kids as anybody in our county, and they got some good football players. Their little tailback is a scatter. He can run. You know, and they've got great team speed. They're good up front on defense, and they kind of stymied us a little bit there for a while. Stockstill had a pretty good job of, you know, his reads were, I think they tried to keep it in his hands a little bit, and he made them pay for it.
He had three touchdown passes, 215 yards in the air, 116 on the ground. I love what he says. I'm just trying to get a little balance, and that's a smart player. I mean, when you make statements like that.
He is. I mean, he does a great job of extending plays for us and finding people when things break down, and, you know, he's a gamer.
I want to talk a little bit about Dominic Goose too. He's caught a few passes last night, and he seems to be kind of growing in leaps and bounds in the last two or three games.
You said it perfect. He is growing in leaps and bounds. We had to go recruit him off our basketball team. probably one of the toughest recruiting jobs I've had, but we got him out, and he has done nothing but get better and better and better. I wish he would have played his sophomore year. But he is, like you said, he is grown in leaps and bounds. He has become a pleasure to coach, and I told him that the other day. We were in practice. He's a very coachable kid. He is a great effort kid. you know, I was coaching him the other day, coaching him hard in practice, and I was telling him something, and boy, he whipped right around, looked me in the eye, and said, "Yes, sir," and went right back at it. So he's been a pleasure to coach. He's been a great surprise for a football team, and he's a heck of a kid.
Greg Wine, our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Evening Air Coach's Corner. You talk about Gooch. How do you I'm getting off stride here again, so excuse me, but do you just see an athlete? Do you see him playing basketball and you think to yourself or go?
Well, he played when he was a freshman.
Okay.
And he quit his sophomore year, and we knew when he played as a freshman he was going to be a good football player. We just couldn't get him convinced of it. He went through the spring his freshman year, and we couldn't get him back out in the fall. And then we kind of got our kids on him a little bit in the hallways, and he's buddies with some folks. And so we got them on him, and we got him out through the spring. He had a real good spring for us, and we kept him through the summertime, and it's really paid off for him. He's like I said, he's been a pleasure to coach and fun to be around. And I think he's having a good time. That's the big thing.
Well, we go into the game next week against Riverdale. Mariko Odom is playing very well for them, and Woodruff.
Who are they?
Yeah, there you go. And Woodruff is throwing the ball a little bit more than he has in the past. Going to be a great crowd, though. It's going to be a great, great crowd out at Siegel next on this Friday night.
Yeah, Ron, if you're listening, you're not getting a dime, brother.
Well, he was making a push for it, but
yeah, I know
it
was. I got bills to pay too.
but it should be just a great atmosphere Friday night, and that's kind of what you want to see on Friday night football.
It's like Ron said earlier; it's what you play high school football for. I mean, in this county, it's important, and it'll show Friday night. There'll be a lot of people at the ball game. We hope, and it's supposed to be great weather. You'll buy your tickets early this week, so you don't have to stand in line. It'll be a great, fun atmosphere. I just hope we can stay on the field with them.
You're going to have to mow the yard maybe an extra time or something, keep the grass, at a good level or anything. Or maybe just keep it high.
No, we're okay. Well, you're talking about high. Now, it was high down there last night. We couldn't see the top of our shoes.
Oh,
my. Night, so.
It should be a great game. And I'm not going to talk about how the importance of the game, but because it's still early.
I'll tell you how important it was. You know, my wife's a cheerleading coach over there, and I called her last night after the game, and she answers the phone. It's on like Donkey Kong. So that pretty much kind of sets the tone right there.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't guess I need to downplay it then. It's a pretty big game.
It's a pretty big game. It's a big game for our district. It's a big game for both these teams. I think it sets the winner gets set up for they've got what they want in front of them as far as the district championships is concerned. And we're going to go attack it like we do every other ball game. We're going to work on Siegel and try to get us better. We're going to prepare for them the best that we can. And we're going to go out and play hard and let the chips fall where they may,
Well, it's a game that it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be in the driver's seat, but it does mean it's going to kind of separate, have a little separation there.
Yeah, it'll create a little separation for you. And to be flat out honest with you, it's probably going to, the winner's going to gain a little confidence out of this game now. I mean, there'll be some confidence gained out of this by one side or the other. So, they're the perennial big dog in our district, and we're just we've never finished higher than fifth. We're just trying to knock somebody off to where we we can be happy.
Well, your fans have been really good in terms of we were at Franklin. They had a big crowd there, and I know they're going to come out in full force in support of the Siegel Stars on Friday.
We took a great crowd down to Chattanooga last night. I was real proud of our following. We about filled up the whole visitor side over there. I know our parents chartered a bus down there, and our principal chartered a pep bus to go down there, and then we had a bunch of people drive separately. So we had a good crowd last night, considering we played an hour and a half away from home, and I was proud about that. Our student body's really trying, getting behind us, and And this thing's kind of getting rolling a little bit, and we're pretty proud about that.
Yeah, the heat was a factor, and they've got a pretty big stadium too. I mean, it's kind of hard to feel that visitor side. It's not like a three bleachers over there.
It's pretty good size now. It's probably the size of some, a lot of home sides, and it's a nice atmosphere.
Well, I guess it's on like Donkey Kong, Coach. All right, good luck to you next week, and good continued success this year.
Appreciate it.
All right, Greg Wyatt, the head coach of the Siegel Stars. They've got a big game with Riverdale on Friday night from Siegel, and like Greg said, get your tickets early. That will start at 7 o'clock. It'll be on the air, WGNS. If you are homebound for some reason, you can catch us on the air. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30, followed by the game at 7 o'clock. When we come back, it's Thomas McDaniel of the Oakland Patriots, and he's going to be talking with Brian Barrett. Oakland winners last night, 44-14. We'll be back.